Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
I'm so glad you tuned in today. This is a special week on Food for Your Soul. We finished Season 4 on Loving God with All Your Heart last week, and next week we'll start Season 5 on discernment, and I'll say another word about that at the end. But for now, this week is a special week. We're going to take 5 days and listen through some samples from the book Lost in Prayer. It's a mix between a daily devotional and a prayer guide. I originally wrote this not so much to make a book, but for myself, because I wanted to have prayer times while I was driving that could hold my attention on God and not let my mind wander while I'm praying. So I wrote out these devotionals and recorded them so that I could listen to them as I drive. And I thought I'd share them with you this week, just 5 out of the 40, so you can decide if these might be helpful for you either driving or another time I use them is when I'm lying in bed in the morning. I wake up, it's a Saturday morning, and I'm still kind of groggy. I want to kind of lay there, but I want to pray. When I'm tired, my mind doesn't focus very well, so I can pull one of these up and keep my mind focused for 20 minutes on God. Today's sample is from day 39. 1 John 5, 2-5. Prepare. Some days, when you read Scripture, you see no special insights, and it leaves you dry. Another time, that very same passage might shake your world. The marvelous, life-changing truths are always there, but some days we're blind to them, and other days we can see. Pray that today would be a day you can see. Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law. Your deepest desire. Anxiety is emotional energy. One of the purposes of anxiety is to give us the energy we need to pray hard about something important. What is the most compelling anxiety in your heart today? Use that energy to cry out to God. Meditate. 1 John 5:2. This is how we know that we love the children of God. If you love someone, isn't that obvious to you? Why do you think we need a passage in Scripture teaching us how to discover whether we love fellow believers? If God put you in charge of writing this passage, how would you have finished the sentence? This is how we know that we love the children of God. This is how we know that we love the children of God. By loving God and carrying out His commands. How is that answer different from the way you would naturally be inclined to answer? This This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out His commands. For this is love for God, to keep His commands. Apart from obeying God's commands, verse 3 says, "For this is love for God, to keep His commands, and His commands are not burdensome." Some requirements are burdensome, others aren't. Your favorite form of recreation may be a lot of work, yet it's not a burden. And taking out the trash is much less difficult, yet it may feel like a burden to you. So what determines whether a command is burdensome to you? Why do you think we need to be told that God's commands are not burdensome? If they're not a burden, wouldn't that be obvious? What are some of God's commands that do feel burdensome to you? And what are some of His commands that do not feel burdensome? We perceive something as burdensome when the reward is not worth the effort. What would have to change for the commands that feel burdensome to become a delight to you rather than a burden? John's answer to that question has to do with faith. Verse 4, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. It is the world's influence that makes God's commands seem burdensome, and it is faith that gives us the victory over that deadly influence. Think again about one of God's commands that feels burdensome to you. What promises in Scripture do you need to trust more in order to change your desires in that area so that the command is a delight and not a burden? Thank God for making that promise. And ask Him to help you lean on that promise throughout the day today. Pray for others, the suffering, persecuted, and lost. Think of someone you know who is suffering, and ask God to enable them to trust in the promise you chose. Pray the same for anyone else who is on your heart today. Now pray the same thing for brothers and sisters around the world who are being persecuted and imprisoned for their faith. Pray with the earnestness you would have if you yourself were in chains. Think of someone near you who is lost. Pray that they would come to believe, so God's commands would be a delight to them. Thanksgiving. Think of some of the blessings God has given you. Relive them with an eye on God's love. Chew on them like a choice steak. Extract the flavor and take in the goodness of them until your heart swells with joy. Then express that joy to God with an "I love you too" expression. Take it with you. Pick one thought from this meditation that you want to carry with you. What can you use as memory cues in the upcoming day to help you bring that thought to mind at least twice more today? Well, that gives you an idea of what the book Lost in Prayer is like. If you want to find out more, you can go to drichardferguson.com. And we'll be doing more samples throughout this week. Next week, we start a whole new series on discernment. What discernment is, what Scripture says about how to become discerning. And then from there, we're going to go into a class on logic. I think it's to the detriment of the church that schools no longer teach logic. For the life of me, I can't imagine why anyone decided to stop teaching logic, but it's important. And if you have kids, this is especially important. I would urge you to have the kids listen to this. I'm going to teach it in a way that I'm not going to use all the typical jargon that they use when teaching logic that's not helpful. Instead, I'm going to take a little bit more of a common sense approach, teach the same material, but using everyday language to describe things and illustrating them with biblical principles. So I pray it will be edifying and instructive biblically and spiritually, but also will help with thinking clearly and having sound reason, which is what Scripture calls us to. That starts on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.